Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this evening's Advent meditation, application to our daily faith life, is found recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So far, sermon text. You can see it. In Christ Jesus, who has sent each of us to be ambassadors, to proclaim that he has brought healing and peace to this world of sinners, dear fellow redeemed. Advent ambassadors. So who's the first person you think of when you hear those words? Is it John the Baptist? John was the first Advent ambassador. In fact, the Lord called him for that purpose, to prepare the hearts of the people for the coming of his Son. Scripture says this about John: "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." On our midweek Advent devotions this year, we'll be listening to several Advent ambassadors, John included. We'll also be finding out that each of us, every single one of us here this evening, have been called to be Advent ambassadors. That is, to proclaim to this world of sinners that Jesus, our Savior, God's Son, has come and is coming again. You may wonder what our first reading this evening has to do with Advent. Nothing really. But it has to do a lot with ambassadors. An ambassador is one who speaks for his ruler, his king, his president. He brings a message from his Lord. In our first scripture reading, we heard of God calling his ambassador, his prophet, Isaiah, to bring a message to a man who was king, King Hezekiah. He was ill, and the message was not very happy. The message was, prepare your life because you're going to die. Well, Hezekiah believed Isaiah's words and began to pray to the Lord. He asked the Lord for more years of life to be able to be king of his people. And before Isaiah even left the palace, the Lord God answered Hezekiah's prayer and said to Isaiah, "Return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. On the third day you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you and the city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend the city for my own sake, and for the sake of my servant David." So Isaiah, the ambassador, turned around, went right back to Hezekiah, and said, "I've got good news for you. Healing and peace is yours." Hezekiah, of course, was amazed. He was thrilled. And unlike King Ahaz, who was asked to ask God for a sign, but refused to, but was still given the sign of the virgin birth, Hezekiah asked for a sign. It was a different thing. Hezekiah was given a choice for his sign. The Lord said, "This is the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing which he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go backward 10 degrees? The shadow on the sundial, as the sun or as the earth rotates, and it looks like the sun's going down, the shadow moves. Well, Hezekiah thought, well, I can go forward, but going backward, that would be definitely a miracle. And so he chose for it to go backwards. And it did. The shadow on the sundial went back 10 degrees, literally 10 steps on the sundial of Ahaz. Now, how that happened, I have no idea. Whether God caused the earth to stop rotating, rotate backwards, or whether he caused some sunlight to be refracted, we don't know. But what we do know is the voice of the Creator commanded his creatures, his creation, the earth and the sun, to do something, and they obeyed. The Bible mentions other times when God testified to the truth of what he said by some miraculous event. We hear it of King Ahaz. King Ahaz was told, Syria won't beat you. They won't defeat you. But Ahaz wanted to go into a treaty with another nation, didn't want to trust God. So when God said, ask for a sign, he said, I don't want to bother you with a sign. And he said, I'll give you a sign. A virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. That's how sure Syria will not defeat you. Remember Zechariah? He was told he would have a son in his old age, and his wife would give birth to a son named John, and he said, no, we're too old. And God said, you won't be able to speak until that happens, a proof of my promise to come true. Remember Gideon? He was told, you'll beat the Midianites. And he said, no, I'm not so sure. And he asked the Lord to have dew on the ground, but not on the fleece, but the next time have fleece, dew in the fleece, but on the ground. He wrung out a whole bunch of water from the fleece. The ground was dry. God showing by a miracle, this will happen. The victory is yours. So this case too, God's word came true. Hezekiah was miraculously recovered. He was given 15 more years to live, and there was peace in the land. Perhaps it's significant that the Lord God chose the earth and the sun, two planets that determine times and seasons and years and days, because God is kind of like saying, I'm the one who determines how long a day is. I'm the one who determines how long your life can be. In fact, Hezekiah, your life will not be 1 minute longer or 1 minute shorter than I determine it to be. Isn't that a comfort for those of us who have aged parents, who are growing older, and we're concerned about them and their life and how long they live? The Lord says, it's in my hands. It's a comfort to all of us. As we think about our life and the end of our life, the Lord says, you'll not live 1 minute longer or 1 minute shorter than I've determined for you to live. What a comfort for all of us. Isaiah, God's ambassador, brought Hezekiah a message of healing and of peace. But now from our sermon text this evening, we see a multitude of ambassadors, a heavenly host of ambassadors, bringing us a message of real healing and eternal peace, crying out, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. This evening, as God controls the sun and the moon and the stars and the rotation of the earth, he also controls history. And so when the fullness of time had come, meaning when the right time for God's promises to be fulfilled came, it happened. It came to pass. And we know that story so very well. Our children tell it to us every single year. And it came to pass in those days that it went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, and out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. What does that birth mean? The angels of night tell us it means peace and goodwill to mankind. Hezekiah's healing was short-lived. He lived for 50 more years and died at the ripe old age of 54. Peace was short-lived too. The Assyrians did not conquer Judah and Jerusalem, but less than 200 years later, the Babylonians came and wiped them out, carried them to captivity, as we heard last Sunday. But the good news of the angels is about real healing, and eternal peace. The healing of our souls and the eternal peace of sins forgiven. You think seeing a sundial shadow go back 10 spaces is astounding, amazing, awesome? Imagine seeing a night sky filled with heavenly angels. Lord God, peel back the veil that separates the invisible from what we can see, and these shepherds could see the heavenly host singing praises to God. The angels' joy over this marvelous miracle that God sent His Son to be the Savior of the whole world was so great, even the heavens couldn't contain them. They too needed to celebrate this unique event, God becoming man, in order for God to save mankind. Imagine what kind of mass choir that sounded like. That message is so simple, and yet so amazing. God is given, or glory is given to God in heaven. And on earth, peace is conferred. Glory and praise to God the Father for His gift of His Son, because this gift of His Son brings salvation and peace to mankind. The Prince of Peace is born. What does that mean? Adam and Eve, because they fell into sin, broke that oneness they had with God. And now there was a warfare, enmity. God's wrath was upon them. And because of our sins, your sins and mine, we have a battle between us and our Heavenly Father. If Jesus would not have come into this world, our life would be one constant conflict with God, only to end with eternal damnation in hell. Our sins separate us from God. There is no peace because of our sins. That's what our sins deserved. But this is what God did. He sent His Son to be the Prince of Peace, to bring spiritual healing for our souls and peace into our hearts. Sins forgiven. The enormous debt that we owe to God, this newborn King took upon Himself and paid for in full. Our King came into this world for one purpose: to live for us and to die for us. And the Lord God has called you also for a purpose in this earth, in this world, in your life. And that is to be Advent ambassadors, to proclaim the same news. The angels proclaimed, "The Savior has come." We need to proclaim, "The Savior has come, and is coming again." We need to proclaim, "The Savior has come to bring healing for our spiritually diseased and leprous hearts, and to give us eternal peace with our Heavenly Father by forgiving us every one of our sins in thought, word, and deed." Even as the angels could not contain themselves, but proclaimed God's glory and proclaimed this message of peace, may we unashamedly and gladly proclaim to the glory of God the good news of our Savior, born to save, born to spiritually heal, and born to bring peace to all people. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds centered in our coming Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.